Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So if you have adrenal fatigue and you've been working on the adrenals forever and it's not resolving, it could be something else. It could be your liver. And that is because the body has other sources of cortisol. In other words, your liver can make cortisol. Some of the immune cells can activate cortisol. Your gonads can make cortisol. Your central nervous system can make cortisol. So the more the liver is damaged, the less adrenal hormones you're going to have available. And the symptoms for that could be a low tolerance to stress. You can't handle stress. Low immune system. Having more inflammation, more fatigue, less sleep, you have insomnia. Now, with the liver, there's a protein called cortisol binding globulin. And 75% of all your cortisol in your body is locked up with this thing right here. Another name for it is called transcortin. And so it's like your backup reserve, right? Well, the more the liver is damaged, the less you have of this, and this leads to a lower amount of adrenal hormones. And so when you have lower amount of adrenal hormones, you get more of these symptoms like allergy, inflammation, skin issues, asthma, which then forces you to take a synthetic type of cortisol called prednisone, which then has side effects of a fatty liver, which then give you more of these symptoms, which increases the need for more of this. There's some serious side effects from prednisone, increasing glucose in your blood, even triggering diabetes, fatty liver, increase high blood pressure, increase belly fat. These are the same symptoms as high insulin because prednisone is a glucocorticoid. It actually causes your proteins to turn into glucose as one of the side effects. And of course, the high glucose then causes the blood sugar issues. So if you've been working on your adrenals for a long period of time and it's not being solved, realize it could be the liver, and I would switch gears to support the liver. Now, one of the things that you can do if you're new to my channel is get on something called the Healthy Keto Plan and Intermittent Fasting. I put a link down below of how to do that. But over time, going on a low-carb diet will help clean up the liver, reduce inflammation, and improve liver function, so thereby helping restore the adrenals. A lot of people that have been on the ketogenic diet and doing intermittent fasting over a period of time end up having good, strong adrenals with high resistance to stress, less fatigue, less inflammation, and a better immune system simply because they're improving the liver. Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.